Picking up where Pastor Addy left off in the 23rd chapter of Luke, I begin to read at verse 44. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Over the course of the past 12 months, I believe it is safe to say we have all become very aware of our hands. Hands that need to be washed or sanitized often for fear of deadly virus germs getting the best of us. Hands that cannot be safely extended to greet persons who are being introduced to us for the first time or to greet people we have known all our lives. Hands that long to be held. Hands that long to touch. We have become aware of the hands of frontline workers caring for the sick, comforting the dying, hands raw to the bone from overwork, hands raised in peaceful protest, hands raised in acts of violence and destruction, hands waving in the virtual air of Google Classrooms as students learning via the internet seek to get their teacher's attention, hands helping neighbors, sewing masks, preparing meals, hoisting cartons of food and water for those who have been victims of natural disasters and human-made disasters. Hands clasped in prayer or wrung in fear and anxiety. It is no coincidence that when seeking to assure others everything is going to be okay, we often remind them they are in good hands, whosever hands they might be. Even insurance companies have banked on this image, reassuring those who have experienced hardship or loss that they are indeed in good hands. As Jesus' life on earth was waning, and he sensed his final breath was near, he chose to commend his spirit into God's good hands. Just as Jesus' earlier words from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me, came from the book of Psalms, so too these final words of Jesus. In Psalm 31, verse 5, we read, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, my faithful God." Jesus was ready to let go, having finished the work God had given him to do. In many respects, he was surrendering, not giving up or giving in, as I have pointed out on numerous occasions, but relinquishing control, letting go so that he might take hold of the priceless gift that was awaiting him with God in eternity. Often in the midst of memorial services, I have shared the words of poet Mary Oliver, who wrote, "To live in this world, we must be willing and able to do three things. Love what is mortal, hold it against our bones, knowing our very lives depend on it, and when the time comes to let it go, then let it go." Letting go is hard if we have absolutely no idea into whose hands we are letting go. When, however, our letting go is into the loving hands of the God who created us and breathed life into us at the very start, into the hands of the one who has journeyed with us through thick and thin, into the hands of the one who has held us up when we were weak and carried us when we simply could not take another step, that letting go is a different story altogether. Jesus knew that the hands into which he was letting go were the very best hands in the world. He also knew that it was not his physical body that he needed to worry about, because he wouldn't need that body after he ascended into heaven. So it was into God's hand that he commended his spirit, his essence, his very soul. And to this day, that is exactly where the soul of our Savior resides, in the hands of the God who resides in us. I want to invite you to do something. Look at your hands. Hands that no doubt embody what you've been through these past many months. Hands that may be weathered, that may have aged a bit, that may be trembling. Hands that may be clenched into fists, folded in prayer, or extended and open, ready to receive what God has to offer. Close your eyes, if you will, and imagine reaching your hands toward God's hands. Hands that are strong yet gentle and large enough not only to hold you, but all of us. Imagine the warmth, the joy of holding those hands and knowing they will never let you go. The hands of God, which I experience most compellingly in the nail-pierced hands of Jesus, anchor me and keep me afloat amid the crashing waves of life. The lyrics of a beautiful song sung by the Canadian tenors includes these words: "Will you hold me still and hold me close? When sadness crashes like an ocean, when fear is deeper than the sea, when I am swallowed by the darkness, will you come and anchor me?" When we dare to commend our spirit into God's good hands, the answer to these questions is a resounding yes. God will hold us. Christ will anchor us amid the darkness of this day. That is good news indeed. Amen.